Blog Talk Radio.
You're playing the game of life based on where you are on the scoreboard today. You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean? And potentially I may have you intrigued. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Do you like how you're playing the game of life currently based on your score in today's game? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. I love me some Mondays for us to come together on Motivational Mondays and to link up through the airwaves. And, you know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal and professional coach, master motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Let's get into shape. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take a moment to take advantage of our on-demand library. And, you know, I have to tell you, if you have missed any of our past show installments, you are truly missing some great richness. You know, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. On our on-demand library, or in our on-demand library, I should say, it is, again, filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. You know, I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject and the richness that we will be looking into. And then we will open up our programming for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic, if time permits. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So with that said, if you don't already have your notepads and your pens, your laptops, your desktops, your smartphones, whatever you need to capture the notes, iPads, and tablets, you need to grab them so you can grab the richness of what will be shared today and the insight that we will glean together. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We want to extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we know we can't do it without YOU. And so for that, we say thank you. Merci beaucoup. Muchas gracias. Thank you, thank you, thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And our topic of focus today is game on. That's right. The game is on. And the question raised is, do you like how you're playing the game and what your score is to date? Do you like how you're playing the game, personally and professionally? And when you look at the scoreboard, are you pleased with what your score is today? You know, the reality is that we are in the last quarter of the year. We are in this last quarter of the year, and it's time for us, with great intention, we have to now recognize that wherever we're going, we need to make shifts if we don't like the trajectory. And we are about to, in this final season, we have to focus on additional ways to execute. And that's one of the things that we've been looking at over the past month or so. We've been looking at, in this season, ways and focuses on truly executing. What does that look like? And giving different ways in which to look at where you are, to process, and to determine how can I get ultimately more results? How can I achieve more? Ultimately, that is what Motivational Mondays is about, achieving more, getting greater results on your journey. You know, I really do believe that life is this marvelous game, and when we are victoriously on this journey and we enjoy the game of life, it's more fulfilling. We are going to produce more. And I often will say, we love this game. And I remember telling that to someone, and they said, you know, I don't know if I love the game today. And that's real, because sometimes the game is so challenging, we have to ask ourselves the question, do we love this game? Well, one of the things that I've grown to know to be true is when you are fueling your passion, you know, ultimately the game is more fulfilling when you are living life on purpose. And so when you're not living life on purpose and you're just in the motion of the doing, yeah, you know, the game is not as fun. If you're doing something that it's just the process of doing and not something that you have a fire for, that you're passionate about, yeah, then you're just kind of going through. It's like, I'm just trying to get through each day. But when you love what you do, and life is about tapping into what is it that I've been created to do. Because when you're doing what you love to do personally and professionally, it's now not, quote unquote, a job. It's a different mindset focus because you're fueling your passion and you know that you are living life on purpose. You know, I can think about before I was doing what I'm doing today and living out what I truly believe for my life, I was feeling so frustrated. And for our regular listeners, you know, I'm often referencing my story at different stages. And the reality is this, that my last position in property management and real estate, I was so frustrated. Oh my gosh, I had gotten the awakening and I was clear on what it was that I had been placed on the planet to do, but I wasn't doing it yet fully. I was doing aspects and bits and pieces of it, but I wasn't doing it fully and I was feeling frustrated. I was just going through the motions. You know, having that means to an end that was required at the time, not getting the results that I wanted there, not living life on purpose. And it was like, there has to be more. And so I got to this place of just really pressing in to seek out, well, how do I get into that more? And this was in 2005. And I was released out of the property management industry, and ever since that day have been a full-time entrepreneur, speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, because I had already known what the call was on my life, that higher call of purpose. You see, when you're tapping into that higher call of purpose, you're more victorious in the game of life, and life is then in turn a marvelous game. You're able to enjoy it because you're fueling your passions. You're living life on purpose, and it's more fulfilling. And you're experiencing a greater significance. And so I have to ask you, it's game time. We're in the last quarter of the game. When you look at your scoreboard, when you look at where you've been to date and the scoreboard, the game is not over just yet, regardless of what your score is, but how you press through in this final quarter will determine how you're going to close out this year and get yourself into position for this next year. And so I want to tell you, game on. You know, I think about when I've gone to live game events, be it a baseball game, a basketball game, a football game, a hockey game, and I've been fortunate to go to all of them when I've gone that have been mentioned. And when I've gone to a live game, you know, the arena starts to fill up and there's this anticipation as everyone is moving into their seats and moving into position, getting ready to get into the game, getting ready for that starting bell or whatever it may be that's getting the game going. You know, there's often pre-game show or some event or music or something is going on, raffles, a game, you know, pre-game something is happening. There's all of this energy and it's enthusiastic and it's really this charging in the atmosphere. And the thing about it is that this game on is about that kickoff, right? It's about the kickoff of the challenge, the kickoff of this new year, and this enthusiasm that's vibrating around that. Well, our game started months ago, quarters ago, and we're in the final quarter. So the game is not just getting started, but rather we now are at that place of a particular challenge in our game, on our journey. This pursuing a particular challenge to level up, move to the next level, get greater results. We got to do something different in this final quarter. Because game on, it means that, hey, you are accepting this challenge, that you're at this place of readiness to get something done to the next level. You know, when I think of game events and this readiness, I think about a track runner. You know, the track runner is down. They have their hands on the track. They're in this position of readiness, waiting for the gun to pop, and then they move out of the blocks. So are you ready to get it done? Are you in that place of readiness? Because game on, are you ready to get it done? And so when we're looking at game on, and those of you that are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams loves a great acronym. Boy, she'll bring one in. And the reason why I do that is because I feel like an acronym helps you to better connect around a specific theme that helps to kind of bring that home for you and remind you. When you're thinking about game on, you'll be thinking about some of the things that we're speaking about and sharing today around this acronym. And so I have to ask you again, are you ready to get it done? You know, we are at that place where literally we are at about 68-ish days left in the year, less than 70 days left in this year. Again, we're in the fourth quarter. And so what are you going to do to get different results? Because if you don't like the results that you've been getting, ultimately, it's time to make a shift. You have to do something different. And so game on. Let's start looking at and digging into our acronym. G-A-M-E-O-N. G-A-M-E-O-N. Let's lean into it. So the G, get intentional. And at this stage, it's about being more intentional. If you want different results, as I was just stating, you have to do things differently. You have to have a greater intentionality. And so this game on fourth quarter is about greater intentionality, getting more intentional on your journey. Because this is the thing. You know, I often am sharing with my clients in my coaching practice, and I'm often challenging myself as well. Because the one thing that Coach Adams will always let you know, that I am in process as well. I'm on the journey as well. Maybe at a different level, but we're all on the journey. You know, as long as we have life in our bodies between our sunrise and our sunset, that dash, we still have life to fulfill. We still have an assignment or assignments to live out. And so we have to get more intentional. If you're looking at the scoreboard of life and you don't like the results that you are getting, you have to now say, okay, how can I be more intentional? How can I get more intentional on my journey? Because it is the intentionality. We have to live life with intention. Life is about intentions. What are your intentions? How intentional are you being? You know, when it comes to life in general, I can tell you situation after situation that
things don't just haphazardly happen. They happen because of our intentions behind them. It's just like when a man and woman are dating, and the father will ask the man that's dating his daughter, well, what are your intentions? The woman will say at a certain stage, well, what are our intentions? The man may say, these are the intentions, whatever that may look like, but the intentions are established. And so you have to get more intentional at this stage, fourth quarter, because the game is on. The gun has fired. We're in the midst of. But where you are on the scoreboard can always change. Now, the A is anticipate the win. Regardless of where you are on the journey, don't stop anticipating the win. Because the moment you stop anticipating the win, that's the moment that your head is no longer in the game. Because you have to have that mindset, that winning mindset, that regardless of where I am, I'm committed to the win. I have the intentions that I need, and I am committed to this win. So whatever that may look like for you, it may require more of you at this time. And that's where the intentions are, that we have to be more intentional, intentionality, and get more intentional on our journey. But this anticipation for the win, you see, that's a mindset that regardless of what the scoreboard may look like today, fourth quarter, as the game is already on, you still anticipate the win. Why? Because there's still time for you to pull it out. You may have to sacrifice greater than you've ever sacrificed, but guess what? There's still time for you to pull out the win. There's still time for you to finish a project that you said you want it to complete. There's still time, less than 70 days left in the year, but there's still time. If you maximize these days that are left, there's still time for you to get the results that you desire. There's still time for those goals to be achieved. There's still time for that vision to be worked. There's still time for you to live out your dreams and greet your destiny. Why? Because you still have life. You still have breath in your body. So don't you dare shut down. Don't you dare feel like, oh, well, I might as well just start next year. No, finish this year with greater intention. Anticipate the win and do what you need to do to adjust and get ready for greater results. Our game is on. G, get intentional. A, anticipate the win. M, make the right plays and adjust where needed. Make the right plays and adjust where needed. Because if you don't have the right strategies in place, and strategies are so key, this is the planning. This is looking at and forecasting. This is outlining the blueprint for where you're going for this next less than 70 days of the year. What does that look like for you? Start to map it out. Have your map out this strategy. Your mind map. Have it out. You know, put it out on paper. Get out your vision board. Dust it off. Some of you, the vision board is dusty. It's been hidden away. You did it at the start of the year, but now you don't even know what's on it. Re-engage with it. Re-engage with your goals and look at, okay, what's working? Okay, what is working? What is not working? Because you want to continue to build. Those are the great building blocks on what's working. And what's not working, you want to adjust accordingly. So you have to make the right plays at this stage, fourth quarter. It's crucial. You have to make the right plays. There's no time to play in the field, on the court, on the game of life. No, you got to make the right plays at this stage. You can't just be playing around. That's why we have to be and get more intentional. And we have to continue to anticipate the win. But in order for that, I have to have the, make the right plays, have the right strategies and plans in place that serve me in getting the results that I want. And so when you look at just under 70 days left in this year, what is it that you have to do each day, whatever that number of days are that you're even committed to it? What does that look like that you have to do each day in order to close out this year with that win in your vision, your goals, and your dreams? And then you have to start from the close of the year and then back into it. So whatever that may look like for the next less than 70 days of the year, you have to determine, okay, what's my big end result? How do I want to close out this year with where I am currently? What is the score that I want on the board for the win? What is it that I'm looking to close out and say, I did it, yes, and get over that finish line and do that victory dance because you completed what you started out to do? What does that look like? So then you are clear on that, and now you have to strategize, okay, what do I need to do each day? What does that look like? What do I need to do each day as we have less than 70 days left in the year? What does that look like? Be specific, because making the right plays requires for you to be specific. You have to see yourself with the win. That's why I said anticipate the win. And so whatever those plays are that you're putting into place, that you're making the adjustments on, that you are pivoting on or adjusting, whatever that may look like, you have to be able to really see it. What does it look like? What does it look like to close out the year? What would be the victory for you in closing out this year? What would that look like for you? So you have to evaluate that. Then our E. So we said game on. We got our game on acronym. Why? Because the game is on. But we're in the fourth quarter now. Ha! We're in that fourth quarter. We can see the scoreboard. We're looking at the score. We may be a little down right now, but we're not out. Because what? The game is not over. The game is still on. So there's still time yet to come out with the win. So our G is get more intentional. Get more intentional. You have to always be approaching life from a standpoint of this intentionality and living based on intentional living. You have to be intentional. For everything that you have going on in your life, what is your intentionality? Why are you doing what you are doing? For the results that you want, think about it. What intentions do you need in order to fulfill that? And then anticipate the win. What does the win look like? Again, with the end in mind. And so when you can anticipate the win, you're seeing it. You're seeing how you're closing out this year. You're seeing the victory celebration dance because you finished the book, because you finished the play, because you wrote the song, because you started the business, because you started on the invention. You've moved it to the next level. Whatever that may look like, you can anticipate the win. You're making the right plays and adjusting along the way. So what are the plays that you have in place? Well, first of all, you have to have some game-winning strategies in place. You have to strategize. It's not going to just haphazardly happen. That's where the intentionality comes in on. You have to strategize with intention. You have to determine, how will I utilize the next 70 days? Less than 70 days of this year. What is it that I will do each day? How many hours am I dedicating to pressing through and getting a game win for the close of this year? And then our E, evaluate the next level. Don't get stuck where you are. Evaluate and elevate to your next level. This is a season of elevation. Elevate to your next level. Don't stay where you are. Don't stay comfortable with where you are. Maybe you've achieved a certain amount of success for this year. Woohoo! Great. I celebrate you. But don't get comfortable in the successes of the past. You now have to look at, okay, how can I elevate to the next level? It's time to move to the next level. Where I've been has been good. Oh, it's good. But it shouldn't just be about good. We should be striving regularly for great. And so what is it that you need to do to get to that next level? And that next level is all about moving from good to great. Because good is the enemy to great. So we can do good things. Yes, we've done some good things. But we want to live life focused on doing great things and not getting comfortable in doing good, because comfortable is the enemy. I mean, good is the enemy to great. And that's where we're sitting in our comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. I can't say this enough. Stretch out of your comfort zone. Stretch out of what's familiar. Stretch out of what you know. Get out of that rhythm of what's familiar, because that comfort zone is an enemy to your purpose and to you living out your assignment and that higher call of purpose on your life. So, again, I ask you, are you ready to really get it done? Why you say that, Coach Adams? Well, because the game is on. The game is on, and we're in the fourth quarter. Have you ever been at a game, whatever it may be, basketball, football, soccer, hockey, whatever that game is, that you're baseball, whatever it is, you've been at the game, and it's the fourth quarter, and the points, I mean, it's like the score is neck and neck. You know, it's up and down, and it's vibrant, and it's exhilarating. It's like, oh, my gosh, woo, who's going to win this? I mean, it's so close. I want you to know that you are so close to the win. Now is not the time to give up. But I know you're fatigued. I know you've been pressing all year. And you're feeling like, whew, I just need a break. Isn't it the holiday season? It's time. No, now is the time to press in even greater. Because if you are not where you thought that you might be by this stage of the year, it's not too late. It's within your capacity and your power to stir things up, to get different results, to get greater results. Where you go from here is truly up to you. The question raised is, are you willing, the willingness, are you willing to do what's required? You know, I'm often asking myself that question. Coach Adams, are you willing to do what's required for what you want? And you have to be real with yourself. I love Shakespeare, and Shakespeare says, to thine own self be true. And I often reference that. You have to be real with you. When you look in the mirror, you have to say, self, are we willing to do what's required? And you may say no. And if you say no, as Tabitha Brown influencer would say, and that's your business. But you have to be honest with you. Are you willing to be honest with you? Don't act like I want to work my vision, live my goals and my dreams, you know, achieve my goals and live my dreams, if truly you're not willing to pay the price, to do what's required to get the results that you want. You know, I'm consulting. I'm an executive consultant, and I'm consulting with an organization in this season. And it's interesting because I had an individual that, you know, is desiring to move to another level. and they're being challenged. Well, are you willing to do what's required? We want to do just enough to get by. And this is the thing. When it comes to getting what we desire, it requires more of us. We have to do more than what's required. That's what, in essence, sets us apart, us doing more than what's required. And so when it comes to this game of life, which I love this game of life, I really do, and I love it largely in part because I'm living life on purpose. But I know the difference. You see, I know what it feels like to just be on the journey, existing. And that's what it was for me when I was in real estate. I was just existing. I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And for our regular listeners, you know I've made this reference regularly. For those of you that are just listening in for the first time, we so appreciate each and every one of you, regardless of if you're a regular listener or if you are listening in and tuning in for the first time. Thank you so much for taking the time out for this hour of empowerment and for tuning into Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We recognize that on a Monday, you could be doing a whole lot of other things, but you've chosen to engage and connect with us for this hour of empowerment. And first of all, let me say, I honor you. I honor you because you could be doing other things, but yet you are putting this time aside to simply work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams so you can have a win. And so we want to support you with that. So as we're talking about game on, we're in the fourth quarter. The game is already on. It's already in process, but it's the fourth quarter. And regardless of what the scoreboard says today, that scoreboard can still change. You have the capacity to change the score. It's within your power. But the question is, because it's game on, what and how will you adjust to move to the next level and to get greater results and elevate and execute for this next stage? And so we said our G is get more, keyword, more intentional. If you want greater results, you have to get more intentional. A, anticipate the win. Keep your mind in the game. Don't think like, oh, it's too late in the season. No, it's not. Don't allow those negative thoughts to begin to have you to say, oh, it's too late. I won't be able to get the win. I'll just pick it up next year. No, you still have time. There's less than 70 days in the year. You still have time. There's still time to pull out a win. But your mind has to stay in the game. You have to anticipate the win. See it on the inside. Envision it. Whatever the mind of man can conceive, conceive it. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe that it can also achieve. And so you have to stay in that space, that mindset of the win, regardless of how tough have been, regardless of what the scoreboard says today. Still anticipate the win. Do not entertain negativity. Negativity, if you start to entertain it and say, and the doubt starts to creep in, oh, well, look at the score, you're behind, there's no way. Shut those thoughts down. Shut them down. Put a lock on them, because those are the thoughts that would have you to start to accept, oh, well, you're already on the losing streak. You might as well just, you know, why even try? It's not even worth it. Why? So then you get into this downward spiral and you stop anticipating the win, and living out your dreams. But we have to continue regardless of where we are, regardless of the scoreboard, to anticipate the win. And then M, make the right play forward. Less than 70 days left in the year. It's so key that you make the right plays. Every day is crucial. These next 70 days or less is crucial. How will you use these days? How will you use these days? What will you do with these days? Will you just get lost on Netflix and, you know, you're binge watching 18 hours of something, 8 hours of something, you know, whatever the case may be. Wherever you're giving your attention and your focus, that is what you are giving life to. And so the key of understanding is that if you are allowing the time wasters to rob you of time, that's why you're not in that place of where you need to be to score the next winning point and the win, because you're not using your time wisely. And so I want to challenge you to get in the right space. Get your head in the game. Get in the right space. Make the right plays. These right plays may require you to sacrifice. You may not be able to do everything that you want to do that's going to be happening throughout the holidays. If you're going to get the results you want, you may have to sacrifice a little bit of sleep. But the question raised is, are you willing to do what's required? Are you willing to press in to the next level in order to win and get the results? Get more intentional, G. Anticipate the win, A. M, make the right plays, and E, elevate to the next level. You have to get, when you're in this process of you want to constantly be growing to the next level, this elevation to the next level is challenging you out of where you are, which is your comfort zone, challenging you to elevate, to move up, to move to the next stage on your journey. So elevate to the next level. Envision, what does that look like? And so when you get through this year, you're already in position for the next stage for next year, because you are continuing to keep the momentum. And not the momentum where you are, but you're constantly challenging yourself to elevate. You're challenging yourself to stretch out of your comfort zone. You're challenging yourself continuously for greater results. You're challenging yourself not to stay good, but to move to the next level of great. That challenge oftentimes will come with having the right people in your circle. Who are your mentors? Who are your coaches? Who are those individuals that challenge you in love to the next level because they want more for you? And so they're challenging you to elevate to the next level. Of course, coaching is a great way. You may need to close out this year in a one-on-one coaching partnership. If you want different results, then you have to be willing to do different things. And, you know, I, Coach Adams, I am committed through my Impact 100, as we close out this less than 70 days, to assist individuals such as yourself that would are willing, first of all, that you're at a place of willingness to get more intentional. You're at a place of willingness. You anticipate the win, and you're looking for making the right plays and having the right strategies in place. You're excited about elevating to the next level, and you're committed to doing what's required for you to get there, and you just simply need some support on your journey. Well, I would love to walk alongside with you as your personal and professional coach through the personal and professional growth journey tools and resources that I have through my full circle of empowerment and the wonderful gift of coaching, gift of empowerment. So if you want different results, you have to be willing to do things differently. And so a way in which you can move into this next stage of what we're talking about in our game on atomize your current position. What are you doing to optimize your current position? Where you are is great. You're out there. You're doing. You're on the field. You're not just sitting on the sidelines. That's a wonderful, beautiful thing. Where you are is nice. But optimizing is moving to another level, as we stated, elevating. You're optimizing where you are currently. And so think about this. What is it that you can do to optimize? I have to ask you, what can you do to optimize? Think about that. And so when you think about what can I do to optimize, you are looking to be more effective where you are. Optimization is about being more. How can you be more effective right where you are? One of the things that I often will share with my clients is that in order for us to continue to be improving our systems, we have to constantly be evaluating our systems. One of the things that I've learned from my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, I serve as their global master trainer. And so one of the things that I've learned from them is that this powerful SWOT assessment that's utilized in a corporate setting. Prior to serving, I did not, serving their ministry, I did not know about the SWOT assessment. And now it's something that I do in my own personal life and coaching practice and training and all of that, but I also bring to corporate settings, and oftentimes a lot of the individuals are well aware of this SWOT assessment. So I share that with you because SWOT and different ways in which you're assessing your systems allows you to be able to determine what do I need to do, where do I need to adjust so that I can be more effective on my journey, more effective. What is it that I may need to rearrange in order to optimize, in order to be more proficient and efficient on my journey? And so this O is a great opportunity for you because optimize your current position. You are looking at what you've been doing on the journey thus far that's working for you, because there's some things that you've been doing that have been working very well. But there are also some opportunities to grow. And so when you're looking at optimize your current position, this gives you an opportunity to evaluate what's working. How can I continue to build on what's working so that I can get a greater yield? I can get better results. How can I continue to build on that? How can I continue to do what's needful on the journey to get the greatest results, to be most effective on my journey? In 70 days left on the journey, the game is on. We're in the fourth quarter. Where do you need to tweak and rearrange so that you can get the greatest results, so that you can improve your efficiency? Because that's what we're talking about when we're talking about optimizing. So optimize your current position. Evaluate what's working and what's working well. Build on that and look at, for the opportunities to become more efficient, what is not working. And when you are able to be honest with what's not working, real and transparent with what's not working, and say, you know what, although I was doing this, and it's so funny, I have someone, they are so resistant in to change, right? And so they're like, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And I said, but do you like the results that you're getting? Because if you're not liking the results that you're getting, break the insanity. stop doing the same things over and over. I'm constantly evaluating, asking myself the same thing. So with that, I trust that you had a moment to really process that. Are you liking the results that you're getting? Are you liking what the scoreboard is saying at this time in the fourth quarter of the year on your journey? The game is not over yet. You have an opportunity to get greater results. You have an opportunity to change the scoreboard, because our end in our game on acronym is this. But let's recap where we've been. We said you must get more intentional on your journey. More intentional. You got to increase. You got to turn up the fire. Turn up the passion. Turn up the fight. Get more intentional. A, anticipate the win. Don't allow your mindset to shift. Don't start entertaining negativity. Don't start doubting and questioning. Don't go to that downward spiral down in that negative place. Keep your mind healthy. Continue to feed a healthy mindset that will support you in being in that place of anticipating the win, regardless of what the scoreboard may say. Make the right play. When you get on that field, when you're on that court, this game of life, figuratively speaking, you got to be prepared with the right strategies so that you can get the results that you want, and adjust as you need to. Elevate to the next level. This elevation is stretching and challenging yourself to the next level. Not staying where you are, getting out of your comfort zone. Elevating is raising the bar, moving from where you are, moving vertically up to the next level. So it's time to elevate. Are you ready to elevate? Because it's time to elevate, and you have it in you to do it. I know that for those of you that are listening into Motivational Mondays, you could be anywhere. But you're of the mindset, you're investing in your vision. And I honor you for that. And so you're of that mindset of, what do I need to do to elevate, to move to the next level? These are some of the things that we're talking about today that you're able to do that positions you for that next level. And then we said, optimize your current position. Optimize your current position. And then lastly, in this optimizing your current position, what is it that I need to do to become more efficient? Where do I need to adjust so that I can get greater results? Recognizing what works, continuing to build on that, and making the shift where I need to. And then lastly, it doesn't matter what the score says on the board. It doesn't matter. The game is not over. As long as we still have breath in our bodies, that dash between our sunrise and sunset, the game is still on. We are still in process. We still have an opportunity. And so this last in our acronym is the N. And that N is never quit. Never quit. Quitting should not be an option. Quitting should not be an option. Should you adjust as needed? Yes. But quitting should not be your mindset. Oh, it's just too hard. I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm going to give up. I quit. No, quitting should never be an option. Redesigning, that can be an option. Adjusting, that can be an option. Pivoting, that can be an option. But quitting should never be an option. So never quit on your journey. You know, this acronym for me was one that really game on, and the thoughts that we went on today here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams that we processed around, it was definitely a reminder for me on so many different levels. And I trust that for some of you, it may be a reminder. For some of you, it may be some great insight for you to get back on track. You know, because this is the thing. It's not too late. Don't lose focus on your goals. Don't get into that, oh, well, it's the holidays and, oh, the year is coming to a close. What's the use if I haven't done it yet? No, that's, you still have just shy of 70 days to make some things happen. What will you do with these days? So what are you doing? What are you willing to do differently? If you want greater results, what are you willing to do differently to achieve your dreams? That is the transparent question that you have to ask yourself. Because when you have the right people on your team, as I often say, that is key. Having the right coach, the right mentors, the right support, those individuals that are on your team. You know, right now as we're preparing less than 70 days, closing out this new year, now is the time to join into a perfect winning partnership. It's the perfect time to join into a coaching partnership in order for you to make the necessary shifts so that you can achieve your dreams. One-on-one coaching makes the difference. When I tell you time and time again what my coaching clients have to say about that. So if you would like to get more information about one-on-one coaching, simply text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you're texting, simply text your name and one-on-one coaching. But our full circle of empowerment resources and tools doesn't stop there. A part of our full circle, of course, is Motivational Mondays, where we come together on the airwaves with you every Monday. If you don't already have your timer set, you definitely need to set it because we're here weekly for you. It costs you nothing. It's a free opportunity, this hour of empowerment, for you to come and be jumpstart your week inspired and empowered with the tools that you need to win. Why wouldn't you make that investment in you and your vision? So that you can work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. And as a part of our full circle, we said one-on-one coaching, of course, our Motivational Mondays on the airwaves. We have our group coaching, our private masterminds on various topics. If you want to learn anything about any of the full circle of empowerment, again, simply reach out to our team, call or text. 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you want to stay connected with us social media, we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. This is where you can ask a question. You can engage with us around, you know, today's installment. What was your biggest takeaway? Would love to know that. We didn't have an opportunity to open up the lines today, but would still love to hear from you. Maybe there's a topic that you would like to see covered or a show recommendations. All of that, you can do it through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, and all are welcome. You know, I want to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams for this hour of empowerment. It's time for us to bring the show to a close, but we want to thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Know that we will be here same time, same quote-unquote bat channel on next week, and we thank you so much for tuning in. This is Coach Adams. I coach and you win.